You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Paul A. Trinetti, the author of the sci-fi political thriller books, The Vexton Series, A Story of a Future America, Book 1, Manufactured, Book 2, Moonshade Bluff, and Book 3, The Preservation Plan, all published by Iguana Books. Paul, certainly a pleasure to have you with us on the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric. It's definitely my privilege as well.
So for starters, tell us about your latest book.
Well, it's called The Preservation Plan, and it's the final book tying together my Vexton Series trilogy, which is a thought-provoking and entertaining political sci-fi thriller of a near-future America. So in the story, we discover political divide has left the country fighting for its independence, and we also discover external forces are looking to settle some old scores. The series examines a host of moral conflicts stemming from topics such as corporate and political corruption, youthful rebellion, terrorism, technology, environmental issues, and medicine. And as the story concludes, we learn that through all the peril and sacrifice, the country eventually realizes its only hope for salvation is in coming together as one. So the light at the end of the tunnel, as they say.
Now, your series has a theme which involves corporate and political corruption, which is an attention getter. What about those themes that you find interesting?
Well, I think they make for interesting storylines. First of all, they seem to usually reflect reality. There's a lot of that going on nowadays. And amidst the corruption, there's always loads of deception and malice in the form of bribes, threats, murders. Now, for the reader, it can also be rather fascinating and quite rewarding attempting to decipher the good guys from the bad guys. And I think that makes for interesting entertainment.
And I would agree with you as well. Now, how strong are the science fiction themes in your books, and do you have an author that has inspired you in that genre?
Well, the series is more of a political thriller, but being that it takes place in the future, it was essential to incorporate some sci-fi themes into the story. So, for example, I have a collection of consumer robots. There's the home servant, the road dog, the farmhand, and everybody's favorite, the RoboChef. There's also a robot named Cryptic who controls the media's output of all information regarding federal politics. The idea with Cryptic is that it's been programmed to provide information to the public in an impartial manner, with the idea of eliminating the prior biases and agendas stemming from traditional media. And with regards to an author, I would say the late Ray Bradbury comes to mind. I enjoy the way he approached the theme of technological innovation versus tradition, and I think he had a way of really captivating his readers in a very compelling manner.
Today we are joined by Mr. Paul A. Trinetti, the author of the sci-fi political thriller books, The Vexton Series, A Story of a Future America, Book 1, Manufactured, Book 2, Moonshade Bluff, and Book 3, The Preservation Plan, all published by Iguana Books here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Paul, what do you hope to accomplish by publishing your books?
Well, first and foremost, it's my hope to provide readers with an entertaining and intriguing story. something that will make them think and conjure up a variety of emotions, something that's very powerful and epic. And also from day one of the project, it's been my goal to see the story developed into a television or a motion picture series. It was created with that in mind.
Lastly, Paul, what advice would you give to aspiring authors who wish to have success in publishing their work just like you have?
You know, Eric, first and foremost, it's my belief that for any work to resonate with others, it must come from the heart. That's got to be number one. I think the writer must also be confident and not swayed by the fact that not everyone is going to appreciate their work, because that's guaranteed to happen. It's subjective, and there are going to be people that it just, you know, doesn't resonate with. So we have to come to terms with that and continue battling on. From a technical standpoint, I think the most important thing is to constantly edit your own work. It really seems overly labor-intensive at times and can be really frustrating, but in the end, to get your work to be at its optimum level, it's vital, especially if you're hoping to have the material published.
Well, certainly do appreciate that advice. I'm sure the listeners do as well. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about your books and how can one be in contact with you as well.
I have a website. It's Paul Trinetti. And that's PaulTrinetti.com. And on my website there is the information on the books and to be able to purchase them as well. And there's also a free listen of an hour of music that I created a soundtrack for the book series. So I'd love to have people visit the site and take an opportunity to look at what I've created.
And that is definitely creative, and we'll certainly check that out from this end. Paul, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Continued success. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric. I really appreciate it.
And it has certainly been our pleasure. We have been speaking with Mr. Paul A. Trinetti, the author of the sci-fi political thriller books, The Vexton Series, A Story of a Future America, Book 1, Manufactured, Book 2, Moonshade Bluff, and Book 3, The Preservation Plan, all published by Iguana Books. And for more information and for contact, simply visit paultrinetti.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.